Scott Morrison is stepping up calls for the European Union to urgently approve more than 3 million outstanding AstraZeneca COVID-19 doses. 3 million, not 300, as I said just before the news, which Australia says have been blocked by an export ban. The EU continues to deny that it's restricting vaccines to Australia, claiming it's only rejected a single shipment containing 250,000 doses in March. Bernd Lange is a German member of the European Parliament and chair of the European Union's Committee on Foreign Trade. I spoke with him earlier.
Good morning.
Why is Europe preventing this 3.1 million doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine from coming to Australia?
The European Union, the European Commission, has a problem with AstraZeneca because AstraZeneca is not fulfilling the obligation of the contract the European Commission has with AstraZeneca. So, for example, during the first quarter of this year, originally AstraZeneca should deliver 120 million doses to the European Commission, and until now they delivered 40 million, so only one third of the contractual doses. And unfortunately, the European Commission found not a different instrument to force AstraZeneca to stick to the contract as this export ban.
The Australian government is correct, is it, in saying that this is about the European Union preventing these vaccines from being delivered to Australia?
Yeah, unfortunately, yes. I'm totally against such export ban, and I think this instrument is quite a little bit helpless because the problem is not in Australia or not in other countries having contracts with AstraZeneca. The problem is AstraZeneca not deliver the promised and signed contractual doses. And I think we should really use all political and juridical measures to force AstraZeneca to stick to their contractual obligations.
So, is it correct, the Australian government is accusing the European Union of playing semantics here, because of course the EU says, look, the only export request that's been rejected was a shipment of 250,000 doses back in March. And it is true, as we understand it, that the formal application for the export of these doses was not put forward by AstraZeneca, by the EU. But again, the Australian government says that they understand the reason for that to be that the EU told AstraZeneca not to. Is that an accurate understanding of what has happened here?
I think so, yes. There is the export ban from this 250,000 doses produced in Italy. And, of course, there were some negotiations between the Commission and the company not to request further export authorizations. Yeah, that's correct. But once again, this has not led to a better supply for the European Commission, because AstraZeneca has a severe problem in production capacity and production capability. And that's a severe problem, and there we should act. This shows a little bit the helplessness of the European Commission, and I'm trying to convince them not to use this instrument anymore.
Is Australia being singled out here, or is this happening to other countries and territories?
I think this formal procedure happened only once. So this 250 doses produced in Italy. But of course, AstraZeneca is not requesting further export license. And there was a, by accident, store get into public in Italy from around about 29 million doses of AstraZeneca vaccine, which should export it. I have no clue to which countries, mainly, I guess, to the United Kingdom, but also to other countries worldwide. And this didn't happen because AstraZeneca was not requesting an export license.
When you say that you're trying to convince them to take a different approach, who are you trying to convince? Are you speaking directly with your German compatriot, EC President Ursula von der Leyen?
Of course, the responsibility is in different hands. of course, Ursula von der Leyen, but also in the hands of the Trade Commissioner, the Industrial Commissioner and the Health Commissioner. And I'm in a contact group. Three members of the European Parliament are chairing this contact group to control the vaccine supply inside the European Union. And in this contact group, we mentioned this quite clearly to the different responsible commissioners.
Can you just be clear with us, though, whose decision it has been to do this?
Yeah, it's a formal procedure which is based on a legislation from 2015. And now it's in the hand of the Commission as a college. So all 27 commissioners are deciding together.
And do you expect that this approach will relax unless AstraZeneca catches up with what it's due to deliver to Europe? I mean, that's clearly the issue here. Millions and millions of doses short.
Of course, sir. So 80 million doses are missing for the first quarter, and the expectation for the second quarter is also that they will deliver only half of the contractual obligation. So the company is a problem. So now the strategy is really to force them to establish partnership to other companies so that we increase the production capacity. And yes, I think this instrument of transparency and export ban will be not used anymore because of there was a lot of criticism inside the European Union from the European Parliament, but also from a lot of countries worldwide. So I think now the signal is there. The signal towards AstraZeneca that they have to behave in a different way, and also to other companies that if there is a problem, the European Union, the Commission will act probably the next time with a proper instrument.
When do you think the supply to Australia from the EU might increase?
I'm not sure, but I'm really convinced that this second quarter is a crucial one. So we expect that in several production plants, the production will start. Even in my constituency here in the north of Germany, we have a production plant which will start, I think, in May. And so around about 50 production plants inside European Union will start with the production. So then I think the contract obligation will be, I think, more or less fulfilled. And then, of course, the question of exporting vaccines, even from AstraZeneca, will be not a question anymore.
Bernd Lang, thank you very much.
It was a pleasure.
Bernd Lange is a German member of the European Parliament and chair of the European Union's Committee on Foreign Trade.